NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Support for StartAid on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu. From French composer Camille Saint-Saëns, the famous Bacchanal from Samson and Delilah, formed there by the Montreal Symphony Orchestra led by Charles Dutoit. Some high-energy music to get things going in our noon hour of the classics. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for being on hand. Coming up, we've got a nice assortment of beautiful music. The Lincoln Trio has a Spanish piano trio, the second Joaquin Turina, followed by a Swedish serenade for a string orchestra. The Stockholm Sinfonietta has music later by one Dag Viren. Up next is the San Diego Chamber Orchestra, led by Donald Barra. We continue with some music written by Sergei Prokofiev in 1936, during a time when he was under some pressure from governmental authorities to create a series of short and pictorial piano pieces, music that would be accessible to children, which he proceeded to do. A few of those piano works came together to be orchestrated into a suite that we'll enjoy next, called Summer Day, with Donald Barra and the San Diego Chamber Orchestra next on Kansas Public Radio. A little orchestral suite comprised of orchestrated piano pieces written as music for children in 1936 by Sergei Prokofiev. We heard Summer Day, performed by the San Diego Chamber Orchestra, conducted by Donald Barra on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:27 now. We've got a Spanish piano trio just ahead and a Swedish serenade for strings just around the corner. Music from composer Dag Viren and the Stockholm Sinfonietta. That's in just about 15 minutes' time here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Billy the Kid on Saturday, January 24th, featuring Copland, Boyer, Debussy, and more. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence Authors Giselle Anatole and Kyle Jurassic in store this January. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events. Here's that Spanish piano trio I was referring to, the music by composer Joaquin Turina, a Spanish composer born in Seville in the late 19th century, who studied first in Madrid, and then, as was fairly customary for Spanish composers of the era, went to study in Paris under the likes of Vincent Dundee and became quite enamored with the styles of Ravel and Debussy. We have a performance next by the Lincoln Trio with Joaquin Turina's Piano Trio, number 2 in B minor, on Kansas Public Radio. The Lincoln Trio and Piano Trio No. 2 in B minor from Spanish composer Joaquin Turina here on Kansas Public Radio. It's 12:44, and at the top of the hour, that'll be our next NPR News update, and classical music continues till 3 p.m., and then picks back up again tonight at 7 with Classics Live. On tonight's program, an audience favorite from the 2025 Sunflower Music Festival was Harp Night. All kinds of classical pieces featuring festival harpist Rita Costanzi. Here not only The Swan, but also The Black Swan, Ravel's Introduction and Allegro, and even a little bit of poetry spoken by Rita. Chamber music full of harp on Classics Live this evening at 7 p.m. here on Kansas Public Radio. We have next, to take us to news time, the Stockholm Sinfonietta, and some music from a Swedish composer by the name of Dag Viren, who was born in 1905 into some fairly modest circumstances. He was the son of factory workers. He was musically inclined early on, though, and took piano lessons and sort of bootstrapped his way to a position at the Stockholm Conservatory, and then later Paris, where he studied with Igor Stravinsky. We'll listen to Wieren's Serenade for String Orchestra, Esa-Pekka Salonen, and the Stockholm Sinfonietta next on Kansas Public Radio. And so ends the Serenade for String Orchestra by Swedish composer Dag Wieren. Played by the Stockholm Sinfonietta led by conductor Esa-Pekka Salonen here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1 p.m. Stay tuned next for NPR News. The next hour of classical music brings us the masterpiece of French composer Édouard Lalo, the wonderful Symphonie Espagnole, on the way.
Winter is here.
Listen to Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas. Public radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CRN Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Longton, this is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, home of the Name Your Price tool, so drivers can see coverage options at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Price and coverage match limited by state law. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's the New York Chamber Symphony under conductor Gerard Schwartz, with a concerto for small orchestra, music from American composer David Diamond, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, happy to have you along as we go on another journey through the world of classical music, a journey that'll take us to the Philadelphia Orchestra in just a bit. Violinist Isaac Stern will be with them for a masterpiece by French composer Édouard Lalo, one comprised of many elements. It's a symphony as well as a violin concerto as well as a Spanish-themed rhapsody, Symphonie Espagnole, for violin and orchestra. That's coming up in just a short time here on this Thursday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang on Tuesday, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. We're going to enjoy some English chamber music next. The English String Quartet and at piano John McCabe. They've got something for us written by the composer Arnold Bax around the year of 1922. A little bit of chamber music in his repertoire that gets a bit overshadowed by his first symphony, which was premiered in the same year to great fanfare in the British press. It's a single-movement piano quartet for you next on Kansas Public Radio. The English String Quartet with pianist John McCabe and a single-movement piano quartet, English chamber music composed in 1922 by composer Arnold Bax, here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 1:25. Stay tuned for NPR News. At the top of the hour, classical music continues until 3 this afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, devoted to improving the lives of Kansans, Americans, and people everywhere through discoveries in health, technology, the environment, and more. Information about KU research is at ku.edu. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org. Next on KPR, we have for you a masterpiece. But what exactly is it? A Symphonie a violin concerto or a Spanish rhapsody. It's sort of all of those things. And music by a French composer, the great Edouard Lalo. And music written in 1874, a piece that would prove to be just one of his masterpieces. Written to satisfy the Parisian appetite for Spanish-themed music and composed for the great violin virtuoso, Pablo de Sarasate, we'll hear Symphony Espagnole in D minor, the Philadelphia Orchestra and conductor Eugene Normandy, along with violinist Isaac Stern, next on KPR. Lalo's masterpiece, Symphony Espagnole for violin and orchestra by Edouard Lalo of France. Violinist Isaac Stern with the Philadelphia Orchestra, led by conductor Eugene Ormandy, today on Kansas Public Radio. Stay with us. It's just about 2 p.m. NPR News is next. One more hour of classical music in store for you right here on KPR. Hey, it's... We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
Is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Drexel University, whose cooperative education program positions students to explore future careers before graduation. This is experiential education. More at drexel.edu. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Concertgebouw Orchestra of Amsterdam, led by conductor Ricardo Chailly, with just a dash of music there written in 1932 by Dmitri Shostakovich for a production of Shakespeare's Hamlet. We listen to the tune In the Garden here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeb Watson. We're in a garden of classical delights this Thursday afternoon, and there's a little bit more still to come. We have a very enticing and enchanting duet for two harps by composer John Thomas with the great harp virtuosos Lili Laskin and Mariel Nordman sharing a performance together. And then the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra with some music from the great film composer Miklos Rocha and his Hungarian Serenade for the concert stage. It's all just ahead here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for classical music comes from Love Garden Sounds. Buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. From Shostakovich on to Tchaikovsky. Next, we have the Russian National Orchestra, led by Mikhail Pletnev, for a concert overture by Tchaikovsky in F major, next on KPR. A Tchaikovsky concert overture in F major, played by the Russian National Orchestra, led by Mikhail Pletnev, here on Kansas Public Radio. We're about 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of the classics. Still to come is the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra, joining us soon in the second half of the hour with a beautiful Hungarian serenade from the film composer Miklos Rocha. That's still to come on a Thursday afternoon. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier, with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. More information at FullCircleSustainability.org. Right now on the KU campus, it is 37 degrees, highs in the mid-40s today. Tonight, we'll have a low of about 31. We have a chance of a little precipitation, some sprinkles maybe overnight. Tomorrow will be cloudy, a high of 41, and chilly temperatures Friday night, the low of 16. Maybe you've heard that on tonight's program, Classics Live at 7, we bring you harpist Rita Costanzi. It'll be at 7 p.m. tonight. We have a little music right now for two harps, as it happens. Music composed by the Welsh composer and harpist John Thomas of the late 19th century. Confirmed in 1861 as the chief of the Welsh minstrels. Here is a grand duet of his for two harps played by Lily Laskin and Mario Nordman on Kansas Public Radio. From the Welsh harpist and composer John Thomas, a grand duet for two harps performed by Lily Laskin and Mario Nordman here on Kansas Public Radio, where the time is 2:34. And at 3 o'clock, it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Then, there'll be more music for harp this evening during Classics Live at 7 p.m., featuring Rita Costanzi. Then classical music from 8 to 9 and Bob McWilliams with the jazz for you, beginning at 9 tonight. You know that KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour is going to be turning 30 this year, with an anniversary weekend of live music, cocktail parties, and more, on February 27th and 28th here in Lawrence, Kansas. From live music by the band Nutty and Exotica Cocktail to mixology seminars and more. You can check out the full schedule online over at kansaspublicradio.org. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster and Liberty Hall. We have one more performance for you, and it's given by the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra and music by composer Miklos Rocha, Hungarian composer born in Budapest in 1907, who came to be a composer just in time for the arrival of Hollywood, and he was one of early Hollywood's great film composers, writing music for the films Spellbound, Ben-Hur, The Thief of Baghdad, and countless others were to his credit, although all his life he made a steadfast allegiance to absolute concert music in what he called his double life. And what we'll hear is, from that part of his oeuvre, we'll listen to A Hungarian Serenade, next on KPR. Hungarian Serenade, from the Hungarian film composer Miklos Rocha with the BBC Philharmonic here on KPR, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. It's about 3 p.m., all things considered just ahead. Later tonight, catch Classics Live at 7. I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me this afternoon, and there'll be more classical music at noon tomorrow. Support for All Things Considered on KPR comes from Explore Lawrence, celebrating Restaurant Week January 15th through the 25th. Details including participating restaurants and event menus online at explorelawrence.com. And Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or 785-843-TREE. It's 3 o'clock.